third and seven. Here come the Browns. Low snap. Dalton's up in the pocket. He's going to get hit. That ball's out, and it's loose, and it's going to be recovered by a Bengals offensive lineman. Maybe not. The Browns are in there wrestling for it at the 47-yard line, and the Browns say they've got it, and they do!
Turnovers, domination at the point of attack, taking care of the football, explosive plays. The Browns had it all, and that's why they were victorious over the Cincinnati Bengals. Remember last week when people were accusing us of saying that it was Cincinnati Bengals Daily on this show?
Yeah,
and now
they're getting on us.
They were getting on us, but you know what? They were right because the Browns took care of business 17-6, and you got to love that. I know I certainly like it very, very much, and you do too. That's why you're calling us up, 216-578-0850, and hitting us up on Twitter, at Browns_Daily. Let's go now and get a bark from the dog. Well, go ahead, Notori.
One thing, just this is a tweet. I just wanted to jump on this.
Jump on it.
So we were you know, tweeting out the content of Rob Chudzinski's appearance on the show. Megan Rock, who's helping us out here on CBD.
It's nice to have Megan in the house.
Yeah, just joined the crew. And so she was tweeting during the interview. And so she had the tweet from the coach about the fans, where he said they were huge, they were great. Key situations where you couldn't hear anything. I thought that was really significant stuff. Steven responded to that. He said, that's because I was there getting loud, barking for, and he's got hashtag Hoizar. That's pretty nice. But let's hope that this thing does continue with Brian Hoyer. The coach is trying to stay in the moment and not get carried away.
I'm surprised by that.
Do you know the day by day thing and the week by week attitude? What do you think? You think he should just let it hang down and say, no, you know, he's our guy and the heck.
He's
with
played
it.
Great. We're 2-0 since he's taken over the offense.
You want to hear that?
Again, and maybe I'm the only person who still says this. I feel bad for Brandon Weeden that he never got to play with Josh Gordon, because I don't care what anybody says, this offense is fundamentally different with and without Josh Gordon. It changes
in
every single way conceivable, especially for a quarterback. That being said, Brian Hoyer is the one who's gotten to play with Josh Gordon. Brian Hoyer is 2-0. Brian Hoyer played great and did enough to win, 268 yards, 2 touchdowns, no turnovers against the Cincinnati Bengals. The short week's coming up. Yeah, he's our starter this week. Maybe you don't have to do the thing where you say, he is our starting quarterback for the rest of the year, but he's our starter this week, and as we continue to roll, we expect that he will continue to be the starting quarterback of the Browns. But listen, they've handled everything right from day one. So if that's how Chud wants to handle it, fine. I'm fine with it.
I mean, what Doug said about that too, Deacon, earlier, when he said it's the attitude of this
competition.
Team to keep it it competitive, to keep everybody hungry. And I think there's something to be said for that, too. Keep everybody on edge. I don't know how much more on edge you could be than this team is. And maybe we keep looking for these little subplots to what's gone on with this two-win-in-a-row run. And I mentioned the players taking it personally and getting angry with references to taking the season. There's an edge thing going on here, too. There's a, dare I say it, fear thing of you now have to worry about your job on a regular basis. And I think if I had to go out on a limb here, and I don't think it's a very far limb to crawl on, is where the head coach is making comments like, hey, it's day-to-day, it's competitive, that's how we do things here. That's the message he's preaching in that locker room to this team.
Clearly.
Nobody feel comfortable with anything because you can't. You shouldn't.
Clearly.
You have no right to.
Yeah, clearly. And listen.
Right? So he wants to stay true to that, is what I'm saying, by not saying Hoyer's our guy.
Right.
For the long term,
and
even if he is.
I don't think anybody is hungrier in that locker room than Brian Hoyer, who's been waiting his whole life to get an opportunity like this, and now he's the quarterback for his hometown team,
right.
And he's getting it done.
Living the dream.
He literally is living the dream.
Does
it
get better than that?
It's like a movie script.
It's the movie script. I'm a quarterback. I grew up loving this team, and I'm the quarterback of this team. That's it. You. If we wrote this as a script, if we wrote these 2 weeks as a movie, you and I collaborated and did this, we'd be laughed out of Hollywood.
We probably would. Be.
They
mean,
say this is too corny, unbelievable.
Can you believe this? And I read this. Dan Murphy in the PR department sends out some great post-game notes every week. But what about? I came across this one, which blew my mind. Brian Hoyer is the first quarterback to win his first two starts in a Cleveland Browns uniform since Mark Rippon in 1994.
Bring that name up, by the way, to the Bills, and they'll get a little nauseated. Rippon was the quarterback for the Washington Redskins when they pounded on the Bills in one of those four.
One of the four, yes.
So, yeah, that's it. And by the way, it reminds you how many different players have come through Cleveland through the revolving door that has been the Browns through the years.
There was another stat, too, that I didn't see that had some that was as old as that. I think he's the first quarterback, Browns quarterback, to throw multiple touchdowns in each of his first two starts since Vinny Testaverde.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah.
Come on.
I know. No, it's kind of silly. It does make you laugh. All right, Barks.
It is silly. All right, let's get some
Barks we got.
Jeremy in Parma. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It is good today, my friend. Good today.
Well, first, I just want to say hats off to the whole team. That was a team effort. They really starting to seem like they are gelling pretty nice. They're fixing up the mistakes from the last previous games, and hats off to the secondary, which had questions that didn't get answered in the first two games and are definitely starting to get answered now. But on the Brian Hoyer thing, I will agree with you guys. Having Josh Gordon there does make a big difference, but Brian Hoyer and Brandon Whedon are two different brains, and they're two different styles of quarterbacks. And yeah, you can have all the weapons, but do you have the finesse? Do you make those short throws? Do you make those third down conversions? Do you fix your mistakes from last week? Do you get the ball out quick enough? Brian Hoyer is doing a lot of those things. Even though they didn't have Josh Gordon, he's still getting the ball out faster, and he's showing a lot more confidence.
I like it. I agree. The numbers back that up. 2.4 seconds to get the ball out versus 3.1 for Whedon. So, yeah, he does get it out quicker. He is making great reads. He's got great touch on the intermediate and short passes. Doesn't have the arm strength that Brandon Whedon has, but that doesn't matter to me. He's playing great. I'd say right now, I don't think Peyton Manning's arm strength ranks in the top 16 in the NFL right now. And he's having he's playing a video game up there in Denver right now.
Yeah, he's a... there's a difference. We've got to acknowledge the differences.
Yes.
It's fair to say what you say about him not having that guy. And I think his numbers, his stats would be better. It's fair. However, I would say it's also fair to add that these are different style quarterbacks.
Totally.
There's a different fire that Hoyer is bringing. His demeanor, his style, his
leadership,
the processing, and he does exude it. And that's not to say Brandon Whedon can't be a leader and isn't trying to be a leader or didn't try to be a leader, because I think he has, but it's style. It's all about what you're hardwired to do. And I think Brian Hoyer, it's more natural for him to be a leader of men for this football team, might be, than the guy who was a pitcher before he was a quarterback. And I think that pitching mentality overrides a lot of what Brandon Whedon's about. And I've said this before, and I don't mean it to be a harsh criticism, but I've seen it as kind of an obstacle that he's had to overcome. People get all hung up on the age thing. That mattered a lot less to me that he is going to be 30 this coming month than the fact, or that he was 29 last year at this time, than the fact that he was a pitcher. And I've been around sports, and I've been around a lot of different athletes for a long time. I spent some time writing and covering baseball, and I know the mentality from being around it of what it is. It's so different from a quarterback. The best quarterbacks and the best pitchers are wired differently, and they're different kinds of jobs, different kinds of roles, and they don't apply. It's not the simple application of good arm, throw ball well. That's just a fragment of it.
And that's exactly what I was going to say, was talk about that he's a pitcher. That's a very isolated position. You work at your own deliberate pace, the tempo that suits you. In football, you have to work at the tempo that the game is dictating,
right,
and be quicker and be a leader. I think being a pitcher, there are certain guys, you know, obviously you go back through history, there are certain pitchers that had that fire and had that, you know. Obviously, if Roger Clemens was built a little bit differently and wanted to be a football player, I'm pretty sure Roger Clemens probably would have been a pretty good football player. But a lot of it has to do with the demeanor, and you see it in Brian Hoyer, and it's great to see it. And to me, I think what he's done with his demeanor, and obviously the fact that they're winning, making the clutch play at the end of the Minnesota game, carrying it through this week, has been a unifying and galvanizing force on this team. Because I think after the Baltimore game, if there was another game where the offense did nothing and the defense played great, I think you're going to see a fracture on this team a little bit, where you would have had the defense saying, look at what we're doing. What are you guys doing to help us out here?
Pitchers internalize, quarterbacks externalize.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, it's about that basic. The roles require that. a really good pitcher is all into himself and what he has to do in that one-on-one with the batter. And a quarterback has to see things in a broader sense, has to have a wider vision of everything and those around him and what's going on across from him, and that CEO mentality. He's got to run things. He's got to run not just himself. Pitcher's got to run himself, basically. Yes, he's got to be aware of situational baseball and all that, but that's these are the mindsets that I think kind of define the differences between those two guys.
I think you're exactly right.
Don in Ashland is with us now. Hey, Don.
How are you guys doing today?
All right, man.
Hey, two things. Well, one, I just want to give a shout-out to Joe Haden and Buster Screen. Joe Haden just showed that he is an all-pro corner, and Buster Screen, he's really stepping into that role. I think he's making great plays, and he's making great strides every week. And the second thing is, I kind of have a question. I love Brian Hoyer. I love the way he plays as a quarterback, and I think he's doing great. Do you think if the season continually goes the way he's doing and he keeps playing the way he's playing, do you think that that's going to affect the draft this upcoming season and what we go for as far as offense? Do you think that they'll keep him as the quarterback and make him our quarterback and build around him? Or what do you guys think about that?
Don, I think anything and everything is on the table, including keeping and sticking with Brian Hoyer. I don't think any decision has been locked in stone just because they've acquired that extra first-round pick and have two in the first round and have 10 overall picks and have talked incessantly about sustainable growth and building for the future and all those things. They're still thinking and wanting to do that, but the blueprint is not necessarily done in granite that says they have got to get a quarterback from what is shaping up to be or presumed to be a quarterback-rich draft in 2014. They may not do that. I would my sense is it would still make sense to do even with Brian Hoyer, and that if you could have a perfect world of multiple seasons of Brian Hoyer while your next guy is there, and then you see what you have when you again the pedigree isn't there with Brian Hoyer, right? And that's the thing that football kind of recognizes. At some point it forgets about the pedigree, as happened with Tom Brady, and pedigree goes out the window and greatness takes over. And if Brian Hoyer is great, then the fact that he came to this team as a third stringer, unheralded signed guy who had bounced around as a backup for two teams, all of that is forgotten, and it's a new chapter, and it goes forward from his career from year six on out. And I think that's possible. And look, it's his canvas. It's his stage. He gets to say something to this ownership or to this leadership, I should say, the team, ownership included. He gets to do all that. Look at how many games are left. Look how we're not even a quarter. We're a quarter of the way through this thing.
We're going to have plenty of time to answer this question. Yeah. And I hope
he does.
Listen.
And I hope he does, by the way.
I hope he plays great. I hope it is a legitimate point of discussion at the end of the year, because that would mean that Brian Hoyer's played phenomenally well and the good times will keep rolling here. When we return, we'll be joined by Gerard Cherry to break down the Browns' second straight win in 2013. NZVC, it's CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.